Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW, and I want to invite you to become a member of KALW. We are 70% listener supported, so as you listen to this piece from our newsroom, please make sure to go to the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. California was struck by lightning nearly 12,000 times last month. The storm sparked a series of wildfires that have burned over 1 million acres in the past few weeks. A lot of these fires are in farm country, and from Santa Rosa to Salinas, farm workers are still going to work, risking heat, smoke, and COVID-19 to go pick grapes and harvest strawberries. Activists are worrying that 2020's historic combination of disasters is also causing labor abuses. KALW's Teresa Katsarilis drove up to Sonoma County to learn more.
It's 11 p.m. on a Monday night, and Zeke Guzman is driving through the back roads of wine country. Sonoma County's COVID-19 infection rate landed it on the state's watch list, so we're both wearing N95 masks, trying our best to somehow keep our distance in the car. When we're outside of Healdsburg, Zeke waves a hand at the vineyards out the window.
Zinfandels, Cabernets, Merlots, Petit Syrahs. And there's fire still going on over there, see?
Zeke points to this shock orange glow between two black hills. It's part of the LNU Lightning Complex fire, which has killed 5 people and burned over 500 square miles in the North Bay so far. We're right outside the mandatory evacuation zone.
I don't think I've ever seen a fire this close before.
Like, oh my gosh, this is nothing.
Zeke's out tonight in his role as president of Latinos Unidos. He points to a floodlight in a nearby vineyard. There's harvesting going on there, he says.
You see right there?
Oh, wow.
Right here? They're just starting. They're starting late.
We pull up alongside the rows of grapes. Have you finished up for the night? He asks a farm worker next to a massive haul of grapes. Her face is covered with a bandana. Do you have masks and everything you need? Yes, yes, she assures him. Everything's fine. And this is why Zeke and other labor advocates are driving along the edge of a wildfire's mandatory evacuation zone in the middle of the night. They're trying to check in with workers directly and witness any labor violations in the fields firsthand. COVID-19 is working its way through Latinx communities. Wildfire smoke is settling over Northern California, and Zeke thinks farm workers just aren't getting the basic safety gear they need. Zeke used to be a farm worker himself. When he was a kid, his dad marched with Cesar Chavez and used to spray pesticides on prune trees without protective gear.
All he did was put a cap and sunglasses on.
Zeke says he thinks the job's actually gotten harder since then.
It's a very hard time to be a farm worker in this moment.
David Hornig is senior safety engineer with California's Division of Occupational Safety and Health, also known as Cal OSHA. He's the agency's heat and agricultural program coordinator, and he says farm workers face an unprecedented series of challenges this year.
Farm work is the most dangerous job, arguably, in California, always. Their fatality rate is 5 times that of general industry. You've got the climate change making our summers hotter, and then on top of that, you've got COVID-19 and all of the hazards related to that. And then on top of that, you've got the wildfire smoke.
These disasters aren't just happening all at once. They feed into each other. Take COVID-19. Farm workers are particularly at risk here. They're essential workers who often live in overcrowded housing. Sometimes they commute to work in jam-packed buses or vans. Now that fire season started, advocates like Zeke Guzman expect infections to go up. A lot of farm workers evacuated to friends and family's homes rather than official evacuation centers, which makes living conditions even more crowded. And studies suggest wildfire smoke could make people more vulnerable to COVID-19. Cal OSHA's David Hornig says we have laws that should help keep workers safe through all this.
Obviously, we have our new regulation that started last year to protect workers from wildfire smoke.
Employers have to offer workers N95 masks when the air quality gets bad enough. The state also regulates how long you can work outdoors in extreme heat without water or breaks. And employers need to have a plan in place to protect workers from COVID-19. But labor advocates say they're already hearing stories about vineyards that aren't following those rules.
The accounts we're hearing are very scattered because everyone's either working around the clock or they're concerned with evacuation.
Omar Paz is the lead organizer for North Bay Jobs with Justice, a Sonoma County nonprofit. He says in the chaos after the LNU Lightning Complex fire started, a former farm worker he knows got in touch with him. The worker said he had family members who were still picking grapes in two vineyards outside of Healdsburg. They were being pressured to bring in the harvest fast.
Masks weren't being provided. The ones that were surgical, not N95s.
Which means farm workers weren't protected from wildfire smoke. In a recent interview, Sonoma County's agricultural commissioner, Adam Smith, said he hadn't directly heard about these allegations. But workers and labor organizations have made similar claims throughout California's farm country. The United Farm Workers Foundation says 84% of the workers they polled recently had not been given N95 masks by their employers. And CalOSHA has received several complaints about hazardous wildfire conditions on farms in the past few weeks. Employers and employees are incentivized to work through these conditions. For the people who own these vineyards, this is the beginning of harvest season. Wine is a multi-billion dollar industry here, and wildfire smoke could taint the grapes if they're not picked quickly. For farm workers, well, in California, they make an average of $18,000 a year. Vineyard workers are paid piece rate. Zeke Guzman says they make between $125 and $150 for every ton of grapes they pick. So the more you pick, the more money you make. And Omar says this dovetails with another disaster farm workers are up against this year, the economic fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic.
People had cashed out their life savings. Their money under their mattresses was gone.
When the pandemic started, it shut down the entire food service industry. Restaurants shut down, so did school cafeterias. California's growers lost billions of dollars. And that trickled down to farm workers, who started losing work too. Now, on top of that, more people are competing for the farm jobs that are available. Omar says people who lost service industry jobs are heading out to the fields for the first time.
We have people working in back of the house restaurants and waitressing, things like that, who are for the first time entering the fields, and you know, they're clunking along, they're learning on the fly. And we have people who are willing to take pay cuts without concern for safety issues, any sort of income they can get.
Local officials, nonprofits, and business leaders are trying to make this situation better. Nonprofit leaders and Sonoma County's Agricultural Commissioner's Office distributed thousands of N95 masks to farm workers. A coalition of community organizations also helped farm workers evacuate and get the resources they need. In the meantime, advocates like Omar Paz and Zeke Guzman are connecting with farm workers and documenting their accounts of labor violations. Zeke's also looking ahead to the next crisis. The wildfires mean workers might lose their jobs or homes, he says. That means they'll lose even more money. And while California just extended its rental moratorium, the threat of eviction is still hanging over many people. As we drive back to Healdsburg from the fields, Zeke lets out a sigh.
Farm workers can't afford food that they pick for the rest of us.
If that basic inequity isn't addressed, he says, workers will keep risking their health in the fields, and there will always be employers who are willing to take advantage of that. In Healdsburg, I'm Teresa Katsarilis for Cross Currents.
Teresa is KELW's immigration reporter. You can hear more of her stories online at KELW.org.